Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Listen to Philosophy Talk today at noon on KSJE 90.9 FM, Farmington. Tuesday morning here on KSJE. That means it's time for our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment. That's when I get to talk to Amber Francisco. She's down at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter joining us live this morning to talk about some of the pets available this week. Amber, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Thanks for being with us as always and spending some of your Tuesday morning with us to tell us about some of the pets that are available at the shelter this week. And it seems like things are getting closer to kitten season, huh?
It's kitten season is a coming. We're still really full with dogs right now, as well. So,
but okay,
we're going to have plenty of everything soon.
Pretty soon. Okay. Well, let's get started and talk about some of the dogs that are available first off at the shelter this week, beginning with Rocky.
Yes, Rocky is a sweet, just an amazing. You can, if you see his picture, you can't look for a better looking dog than that. He is awesome. He's sweet. Doesn't know a stranger. We actually took that picture out at the Fun Center this past Saturday, where we were. He didn't find his forever home, but we're hoping that he will soon. He gets along with other dogs, gets along with everybody he meets, so he'll make a great addition to any new home. You just got to come down and meet him.
Right. Okay. Very good. That's Rocky, and maybe some folks saw him out in at the Fun Center, and they'll come back down and seal the deal.
That's what we're hoping.
Okay. All right. Very good. Next is Chucky.
Chucky is an adoptable 2-year-old pug mix. He is very spoiled, likes to be carried around, just likes to be with his people, loves being outside for walks. Sometimes he doesn't want to come back inside.
Whoops.
But he is looking for his forever home. You got to come down and meet him. He's, you know, only about 15, 20 pounds, so he's on the smaller side. So if you're looking for a little man to fill your life, you got to come down and meet him.
Okay. He is carry-around size, it sounds like.
He is, and he likes to be carried.
Okay. Very good. That's Chucky, who is also available this week. And then we have Harley Q.
Yes, Harley Q is looking for an active household. She is a very, very playful 7-month-old pit mix who is a little ball of energy. If you can see the picture, she will chew and chew and chew on her tennis balls or her squeaky toys all day long. Loves to play tug. Just would love to have an active, you know, runner to run with her and just take her and wear out all that energy.
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely see she is going after that tennis ball. That's for sure.
Yeah, we gave her we actually took her to the Fun Center the other day, too, and she sat and squeaked her squeaky toy, like, constantly.
There you go. Nice. Well, that's Harley Q, and then we do have a cat on the list this week. That's Jasmine.
Jasmine is a 1-year-old tortie, and we call it the tortie catitude. She's got a personality of her own. She likes chin scratches when she allows them, and she'll purr and let you know that she's loving it, but she's looking for a forever home. She's one of the 4 or 5 cats that we have up for adoption right now. So come down and meet her, one of her other feline friends, or one of our amazing dogs that we have, because we have over 80 of them up for adoption.
Wow, that's a lot. And again, you can go online and check out all of the animals, right?
Yes, you can go on to 24 Pet Connect and look at all the available dogs and cats in our shelter, and come down, take a look, meet them outside of their kennel, because that's where you're going to see their true personality shine.
Right. Very true. And you have an event coming up this Saturday. You're getting into the forecasting business, I think.
We are. We know that there is 100% chance of kittens coming. And we've already started to see them. We've got several moms and babies out in foster already. So we want to just get prepared for kitten season. So we were having our kitten shower this Saturday from 12 to 3 here at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. You can come down, have some refreshments, learn about our foster program. If you can't come, you can donate supplies or drop them off. And then just come and meet some of our kittens and moms with babies that are available for foster and sign up and help us save lives of the hundreds of kittens that we're expecting.
Right. Very good. And again, you know this is coming. You've got moms probably already who will be giving birth to kittens here soon, and they cannot be adopted just yet. And so that's why you need those foster families to kind of take care of them until they're old enough to find their forever homes. Isn't that the idea?
Absolutely. We've got moms with kittens that we can't take kittens away from mom.
Right.
It's best for them to be with them. So we send mom and babies out to foster. Kittens sometimes get brought in who've lost their mom out for no other reason. And they get brought in, but they're still too young to be adopted. So we send them out to foster. The Farmington Regional Animal Shelter provides all the supplies. You just bring them back and forth when they're due for their vaccines and for their weight checks. And it's helping to save lives so that they're not sitting here in a kennel here at the shelter when we're already overrun with no space.
Right. Very true. And so this event on Saturday, folks can learn more about that commitment, what things that the shelter provides, which sounds like almost everything except for a place for the kittens to be, right, and the affection and chin
Absolutely.
Scratches when they allow it and those types of things. But that's kind of what folks can find out, again, at the Kitten Shower, Saturday, April 13th, noon to 3 p.m. at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. Learn more about the foster program and really help some of these little guys and gals find their forever home when the time is right.
Yes, so we need more and more and more fosters every day. Especially this season comes around twice a year, and we're bracing for it, and we just want to be prepared and have lots of fosters lined up and ready for when these kittens come in.
Very true. Well, great. Well, I hope it goes well. Amber, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this week. Have a great week.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next time.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much. That's Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She's my guest on Tuesdays right here on our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment. And you could help us spread the word as well. This segment is a podcast, of course. It is also out on our KSJE Facebook page and our YouTube channel. You can share it from there with your social media networks and get the word out about these great-looking dogs and cats and other opportunities to foster. Help us spread the word about saving animals and animal welfare efforts here in San Juan County. I'm Scott Bicklin. Thanks so much for joining me this morning. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to be joined with some of the dancers from the Dancing with the Farmington Stars event. It will be happening this coming Saturday. Lots of folks from our community are putting on their dancing shoes and being put through their paces this week. We'll find out all about it. That's tomorrow morning, a little after 8 o'clock, right here on KSJE. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, everyone. See you tomorrow. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.